massacre arrives, chapter 9, verse 10, for 150 days. The world has the searing pain from these scorpion things, and now the horrific death by chapter 9, verse 17. These horse-like creatures come out, and they kill, all told, between all these plagues, more than half of all the world dies. Think for a minute. How many people today? 7.4 billion. That means 3.7 billion people die in 7 years. Do you know what that means? That's something like the amount that were killed in the Holocaust dying on a daily basis for 7 years. Do you understand how many people we're talking about? Think of all the Holocaust of the Jews, 6 million. And that's how many people have to die every day. How do you bury them all? That's why the world's just, it's going to be a horror movie. But then what happens is, God sends a fire, and he melts. That's why all these people that have their Pinterest boards of their dream house, don't build a dream house here, because it's going to burn. All the stuff that we spend our life for is temporary. That's why when I wouldn't look at the guy across the aisle, and I was thinking about my next conference, I wasn't thinking about the only thing you can take with you to heaven are people. You understand that? The only thing you can take from here to heaven are people. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 and 20. Paul said, "What is our hope, joy, crown of rejoicing? You, in the presence of Christ that is coming, you are our glory and crown." People that we're a part of bringing to Christ become attached to us as we worship the Lord in heaven, that we know that we are a part. God shows us what happens with them. Everything unconnected to God will burn. See, that's what we're seeing here. Look at all these seals as they're unleashed in chapter 6. I mean, it's just destruction of everything that people have lived for. And it's horror. And again, we're talking about this period of time that we will not be a part of. But we're on this side, and the people that we're talking to right now are going into that. And the Lord wants us to take as many with us to heaven as we can. Well, basically, what are the horrors? Look at verses 1 and 2, and I'll just run through Revelation 6. Verses 1 and 2 has the conqueror. I write about that in your notes. A crown was given for him to conquer by chapter 6, verse 2. The second seal in verse 3 is conflict. Peace goes from the earth. It's warfare. That's why it's red like blood. The third seal is black, and the black horse speaks of scarcity. I think about this all the time. When I lived in Michigan, we were by the big Monsanto and all the corn stuff. Did you know they've genetically engineered seeds so that when you take a seed, you can't replant and get another plant? In fact, if you do it, it's usually kind of strangely misformed because they've been modified genetically. If you don't buy next year's wheat or corn from the seed company, you can't grow it. Can you imagine when it gets to be where God breaks the supply chain and they can't? Will there be any ungenetically modified seeds left on earth? See, the whole world is racing toward what God has already decided is ahead. The fourth seal is widespread death. The martyrs, I mean, people are dying for Christ. They are faithful unto death, not just burning or beating. They're faithful to death. And then the cosmic disturbances, I told you about that. But the chilling words of God's warning, I already read to you in Luke 21. Do you know what they are? It's going to get so bad that people are going to die just seeing it. Nothing's going to hit them. They're not going to be sick from the pestilence. They're just going to watch the weather and the solar burning flares, and they're just going to collapse. That's why it's a global horror.